Just yesterday, I sat in on Tanis Morgan's session, and she had a number of interesting arguments that some of them touched on what I'm going to talk about. Some of them were her own, or were unique to what I'm going to talk about. But I have five arguments against the learning management system. Number one, before we get started, let's just dispense with the canard we like to say in educational technology circles. It's not about the technology. Come on. You know, good teaching can happen with bad technology. Just because you have good technology doesn't mean that the teaching is bad. And that's true. I don't disagree with that. And we like to say in gatherings like this, just to prove that we're not complete crazed technological determinists, that it's not about the technology, it's about the teaching and learning. I can't disagree with that. But if we think about the technological choices we make, they have this way, and this is a representation by the artist Art Crumb, of what the automobile did to America. Once you have the automobile, you need roads. And if you have roads and you have people with cars, then you need garages in every house. And if you have garages in every house, then you need suburbia instead of apartment buildings. Or you need parking garages everywhere. You need parking lots. You need gas stations. Suddenly, people have to drive a long way to get to work. So you start to see things like drive-in restaurants. And you start to see things like franchises that can regularize the experience because people are driving all these distances and they start to crave familiar things even though they live these kind of distant, atomized existences. And the technology, which started as this kind of cool liberating thing, I can get in my car and go where I want, gradually, not just the technology itself but the automobile, but it kind of just expands out across so many different things. I would argue that has happened.